Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday. Maybe a little clearer indication of what's going to happen with Kevin Durant's future, immediate future. That'll be coming up. Your phone call is always welcome, and we say good morning to those watching on Peacock. That's our streaming partner. Download the app. You can watch for free. You can see what we look like. Seton, what's the poll question for the final hour of the program?
Well, Dan, we'll update hour two. We put up, I'm more entertained by the MLB All-Star Game or the NBA All-Star Game. I think this is recency bias.
Yes, it is.
73% were more entertained by the baseball All-Star Game.
Okay, let's vote on it. Okay. Todd, more entertaining baseball All-Star Game or the NBA All-Star Festivities?
I'm going to go baseball All-Star Game.
Okay. Seton O'Connor.
I think as a whole, the NBA is. But last night, baseball clearly sort of reinvented the All-Star Game a little bit, and it was great. It was fantastic.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Enjoyed all of it. Marv?
I'm going to go basketball, but I'm with Seton. Everything he said, I'm with.
I'd like to see what they can maybe piece together and like a couple of years of all-star performances and what they continue to do to increase the interest of the game. Yes.
It was just so great to see baseball players have some personality.
Yeah.
Fun. You know? Yeah, fun. Like just hearing them yell, hearing them do whatever, it was just like, oh, okay, this was actually a lot of fun to watch.
Paulie?
I like the fourth quarter of the NBA All-Star Game. I like the entirety, the intros, and everything of baseball's All-Star Game better.
Biggest names in track and field head to Oregon. The World Track and Field Championship Saturday, 2 Eastern and 9 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Giancarlo Stanton is your MVP, and he's the first Yankee to be named All-Star Game MVP since Mariano Rivera did in 2013. First Yankee hitter to win the award since Derek Jeter in 2000. I didn't watch episode 2 of the documentary on Derek Jeter. Did anybody see any of the clips off of that? No, didn't think so. Stanton joins Ken Griffey Jr., Miguel Tejada, Cal Ripken Jr., Dave Parker, the only players to win a league MVP, home run derby, and all-star game MVP. Shohei Ohtani led off the game, got a blue pit, got picked off by Clayton Kershaw. Yeah, it was one of those where Ohtani said, look, I'm swinging first pitch. And that's exactly what he did. Wasn't it Curt Schilling who said to Alex Rodriguez that he told him what the pitches were going to be? They were at a party, And we were there, and I remember Schilling saw A-Rod, and he said, hey, I'm going to throw you this and this and this. And that's what he did. He threw it. He said, I'm throwing it right down the middle. And A-Rod didn't know if Curt Schilling was telling the truth. But Schilling was, and Schilling said, I am throwing it right down the middle of the plate as hard as I can. And that's exactly what he did against A-Rod. All right, phone calls coming up. And once again, we'll have some basketball information. I don't know if it'll be news or not, but we'll keep an eye on what's going on. I think Kevin Durant is the first domino to fall, no matter what happens, if he stays, if he goes, then Kyrie. And Donovan Mitchell is going to take some time, it feels like, but we're probably talking about another month, maybe, before we get some clarity there with some of these big names. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. We're setting up for a Dodger-Yankee World Series. Certainly feels that way. If not, it'll be the Astros or the Braves, and you can't rule out the Mets. With that pitching staff, Jacob DeGrom had a setback, and so you wonder, second half, what's going to happen? Does anybody trade for anybody? And what teams could be unloading some players there? Feels like there's five teams that could win it all. Feels like it's Yankees, Dodgers, Braves, Mets, Astros. Those would be the favorites there. Yeah, Paul.
This might be the dumbest question. If you're Major League Baseball, it's Yankees, Dodgers would be your dream matchup marketing-wise, reach-wise. Yankees haven't been there in a bit. Dodgers are there almost every year.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's nothing else close.
No.
History.
Well, unless you said it's going to be the Dodgers and the Astros, but I would think you would want to have the Yankees against the Dodgers. I mean, you can't go wrong, but I would think if you got that opportunity to... When's the last time the Yankees were in the World Series? Is that 2013? Or is that... Marv, is that...
2009
they were in. Man.
Wow.
When's the last time they won?
2009?
Man, that's an eternity. Yeah, Paul.
The Yankees have appeared in one World Series in the past 17 years.
Dang.
Yikes.
If George Steinbrenner was still alive, would Brian Cashman still be the GM of the Yankees? If you go that amount of time. Because George famously had that itchy trigger finger. And I remember going to covering a Yankee game, and I got out there, and we found out that Billy Martin had been fired. And I remember it was just chaos, trying to interview Billy Martin, the Yankee manager. And then I remember a reporter for the New York Post or New York Daily News goes, don't worry, he'll be back in a couple of months. And he got rehired by George Steinbrenner. I don't know the time frame, but back then, like, George loved owning the back page of the tabloids, and they did. They dominated. There was always something going on there. Yeah, Pauline.
The Yankees have always been in the playoffs the past 18 years, one World Series appearance.
Yeah.
But they're always winning 90-plus games. They've only missed four playoffs in 18 years, but don't advance.
Yeah, but that's – I mean, you're going to make the playoffs. With a payroll like that, it'd be difficult to not make the playoffs. But winning, or at least being in a World Series, that's what's surprising about all of that. All right, we'll get to some phone calls here. James in Las Vegas. Hi, James. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you doing, guys? Thank you for taking my call. I just had a comment on the LIV Golf and kind of how everybody is, I see, freaking out about it and saying they're going to the competition, and I kind of want to get your idea. If you really feel that they are a competition for the PGA, considering, like, as a golf fan, I want to watch tournaments. I want to see people fighting to make cuts. Like, that is really fun golf to me. And over the last month, I feel like every single tournament we have has proven just kind of like how the PGA is not competition whatsoever for LIV. Even if, like, all the big guys, I don't see them sticking around for very long. You know, like, who, like, as a golf fan, do you really want to watch that?
Well, I would like to see them play actual events. That's it. Now, instead of giving guaranteed money, you could have crazy money for first place, second place, third place. But then you're not getting these players to defect from the PGA Tour. But play four rounds. Just play a golf tournament. That's all. Just make it legitimate. Don't make it goofy. Like, all right, we're playing three rounds in a shotgun, and we have teams, and everybody makes money. To me, that I'm not into. I don't care who you have. You can have the best players, but if they're not, it's almost like if you said, "Hey, all the NFL players are playing flag football." Okay, well, that's nice, but it's not real. All I'd like to see is if they're going to be a legitimate product, then just act that way. That's all. And yes, they are competition for the PGA Tour. Can you coexist? Here's the thing to keep an eye on. You got to get the ego out of the way on both sides here. If you're going to coexist, you got to get egos out of the way. And until that happens, then you're going to have this animosity there. Yeah, Paul.
What, this is going to sound pretty dumb. What if you're the PGA Tour and you said, okay, they're spending this much money. What if you told the LIV Tour, we will adjust our schedule to be an eight-month sport. You get the other 4 months, but we want to be paid to do so. You want us to give you a four-month stage for the LIV Tour? We'll give you 4 months. And the other 8 months, you have no events, and they're just PGA Tour events. But there's a one-time fee for us to change our schedule. Yeah. Maybe hypocritical,
yeah.
But it might be a good business move.
Yeah. But if you get Bubba, Hideki Matsuyama, you get Cameron Smith, okay, those are marquee players. Now, you're going to have players who become marquee players. Now, they're going to win in maybe a watered-down version of the PGA Tour. And, you won your major, but those guys didn't play. I mean, you might get that. But if the LIV Tour can coexist, I don't know how that can happen. But if you bring in Barkley, you bring in David Faraday, I mean, those are nice additions. Charles Barkley doing the LIV Tour doesn't make me want to watch the LIV Tour. Charles playing on the LIV Tour, I would watch it. You know, I'd be curious. But other than that, I just play legitimate golf. That's it. And then I'd be curious about it. Yeah, see?
I always got the sense that LIV Golf deliberately position themselves as competition to the PGA. So, whether or not you believe that LIV can take down the PGA or whether they're legitimate competition or not, they see themselves that way. And that's always been the way that I've read into what they're saying.
I just don't know what the end game is.
So, like, there's no way that they could ever peacefully coexist with each other and work off of each other when one of them, the direct mission, like when you look at what Phil Mickelson's been saying about, no, we need an alternative to the PGA Tour, not a nice companion piece. We need an alternative to what the PGA is doing.
Yeah. Well, if that's what they want, and then you take away the world golf rankings, therefore you can't qualify for the majors, and you can't qualify for the Ryder Cup or the President's Cup, then that might have an impact here. Because that would be the approach that I would have. You want to play, you want to get your money, you still want to play in the majors. I can't blame these players. You know, depending on what your conscience is, you want to take the money, you know, you're an independent contractor, then you get to play in the majors? I certainly understand why they would sign up for that. Absolutely. And some of the golfers, most of the golfers they've gotten, are past their prime or banged up or, you know, just not as impactful as they once were. And if you can cash in, you know, maybe the PGA Tour, it wakes them up. They modify what they have, their format, what their requirements are, the amount of money that they have available. Then maybe you're able to do something that you kind of get their attention and makes them better in the long run. But I don't think that's the mission of the LIV Tour. Nick in California. Hi, Nick. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Nick.
You know, we all have kids. We know pushing and shoving under any circumstances is not a good thing. And I'm sure there were moms and dads in the outfield telling the kids, don't push and shove. Now, the fact that there's some 50-year-old guy out there pushing and shoving. That's bad. That's bad. But we don't know why he was out there. And assuming it wasn't to make a buck, then he was, like you said, you were very sensitive to the subject, Dan. He was maybe just living out a childhood fantasy, or he was just, you know. And the thing is, the guy who called and criticized that, he was really hating on himself because he is that age. He's a little bit older, right? He is from that generation before the X generation. Now, I'm the second year of the X generation, and I get mistaken for that boomer generation. And this guy who called up, listen, bro, you just got to YOLO boomer. That's what we say. YOLO boomer, get off your own lawn. Let the guy be out there. Let the guy get his autograph. You know, YOLO boomer. And I think it's good advice for all the boomers who have anxiety about how younger people act. Even if he is in his 50s, he's still younger than that guy who called.
All right. Well, thank you, Nick. Yes, Seton.
I just want to say, as a member of Generation X also, yeah, I don't agree with that guy at all. And I don't want his comments to stand for me at all. That guy looked like a loser. And if you are 50 and you're going, please, please sign the ball, please sign the ball. All right. Good dude. Live out your childhood fantasies.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, what you get a lot of times are grown-ups who pay kids to get autographs for them so then they can get the autograph and then they can sell the autographs.
Please sign it. Please, yeah. Get out of my way, kid. Please sign it.
Yes, Paul.
A 55-year-old asking an athlete for an autograph, I don't think it's irrational, but the guy appeared irrational when he's doing it. Like, he was desperate. His face is all cringed up. He's sweating. Yeah. He's pushing little kids.
Yeah. If you're like, hey, man, can I get an autograph from a kid? Yeah, no sweat. That's fine. That's totally reasonable.
Yeah, he seemed more aggressive and desperate than the kids who were asking for the autographs and, you know, trying to push one kid's arm out of the way. I don't know who they were asking for an autograph from, but...
Like, the way he was, like, squeezing those other kids up against the, like, guardrail or whatever, it's like, dude.
Yeah. I know.
Let people breathe, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, Mark.
Move out of the way, Jacob. Excuse me. Wilson Contreras, can I please have your...
Like, I don't think it was Wilson Contreras.
Okay, but for me, so being 38, I'm not sure...
I don't know if anybody goes crazy over Wilson Contreras.
But who knows? I mean, who was he asking for? It wasn't like Willie Mays or Joe DiMaggio was out there.
Well, he had a Padre hat on. I don't know.
Manny, please. Steve Garvey.
No,
I would get excited.
They were dressed in a suit. It wasn't a baseball player. It's a former baseball player. Now, if you look, there's a woman there, and then there's a guy in a salmon-colored sport coat.
Was he a current player?
I don't know. He looked like he was an older player.
If he was an older player, I might shoot him a little bit of bail, because maybe it was somebody he loved growing up. But if it was Andre Ethier, I'm going to be furious.
No offense.
Let me take a break.
I told Stuart I was going to get this autograph, and I'm getting him this autograph.
Stewie, I tried. Dad tried, Stewie.
Please, it's for Stuart. Please.
Stewie's like, Dad, all the kids at school are making fun of me.
Oh, they're going to be making fun of you after they see that video of your dad. Well, we'll take a break here. Talk about Kevin Durant coming up next year on the Dan Patrick Show.
Little Stewie took a break from eating paste to get embarrassed.
It can be hard for guys to lose weight as they get older, and that's why I suggest M-Dry Boost and Burn, everyday supplement for guys who want to burn fat, boost energy, and support healthy testosterone. M-Dry Boost and Burn, you're going to get results, okay? It actually helps you get results. Made with clinically tested ingredients, supports weight loss, testosterone, enhanced lean muscle. And right now, try it for only $5. It's backed by science. There's no gimmicks here. These guys really know their products. They've created an exclusive trial offer for my listeners. Get started for $5. This is how you do it. You sign up at mdrivedan.com. First 2 weeks of M-Drive Boost and Burn, $5. And free shipping. This time of the year, as we get older, you're going to slow down. You want to feel lean, strong, and have more energy. Now you can do it. First 2 weeks of M-Drive Boost and Burn, $5 plus free shipping. Don't let age beat you. Sign up for the two-week trial at mdrivedan.com. First 2 weeks, only $5, free shipping. mdrivedan.com. Tell them we sent you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
More phone calls coming up. Just corresponding with Tiger Woods caddy, Joe LaCava. I said, we'd love to have you recap what happened at the British Open, how emotional that was, walking up 18. I said, we would like to have Tiger, but if we can't, then we'd love to have you, Joe. And Joe, a longtime caddy, said that he is going to be available to talk about that emotional moment with Tiger Woods. So he'll join us coming up on the program tomorrow. Not as emotional, but maybe just as informative. Dave McMenamin, ESPN NBA reporter, who joins us on the program. And you were at the Drew League. Was there any mention that Kyrie was definitely going to be there? Or was it just speculation?
Yeah, Dan, I never heard in terms of definitive, but I did get in touch with the longtime commissioner of the Drew League, Dino Smiley, on Saturday morning, and he told me not only the expectation of Kyrie playing, but the game time that he was slotted to appear in. He was supposed to play at 11 a.m., LeBron playing at 1:45 p.m. I got to the gym right around the time that LeBron's game was about to start. I was told that Kyrie did not, in fact, show up, but now the plan had been shifted where they expected Kyrie to show up at the game after LeBron's game. That didn't happen either. Now, I will say that he was posted to social media helping out at a girls' skills camp about 55 miles away in Thousand Oaks. And so it wasn't like he was a complete no-show and doing something, you know, no one knows. He was working with youth in terms of basketball. So that's a great use of his time. But that message was never relayed to the Drew League that he was not going to be showing up.
I thought that it was a bigger story that he's working out with Phil Handy, a Laker assistant coach, than going to the Drew League, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, there are some breadcrumbs there to feast upon, Dan. And obviously he has a history with Phil Handy, 5 years together with the Cleveland Cavaliers. But Phil, for the last several years, has been back in Los Angeles, and there's a strong relationship there. And we will see what comes of it. Now, I think you need more of than a relationship to get this deal done on the Lakers side. And thus far, in my reporting, it's been the Nets have been reticent to make any move with Kyrie until they have figured out what they're going to do with Kevin Durant. And thus far, it's been a stalemate on the Kevin Durant front.
I keep saying that it seems best for Kevin Durant to stay there, that he got everything that he wanted. And if you can get rid of Kyrie and kind of make this truly your own team, and plus it's going to be difficult for him to go to a team that doesn't decimate the roster. And he's not going to be able to go to Miami or Phoenix, perhaps. So I don't know. I'm just trying to figure all of this out. And nobody has told me why Kevin Durant wants out of Brooklyn. Can you fill in some of the blanks there, Dave?
The only thing that I've reported on that I have heard repeatedly from folks is that, and you talked about the emotion of Tiger Woods at the Open, and there was some emotion going on in Kevin Durant's mind seeing the Golden State Warriors, his former team, win the championship. And it caused him to take some stock at where he is in Brooklyn at this moment and think about where he is in his career overall. He's going to be considered one of the greatest scorers of all time, one of the greatest players of all time. But we do measure the greats in the NBA when it comes to championships, and he only has two right now. And looking ahead at the final stage of his prime and wondering if he can get it done in Brooklyn. And that was the impetus, I've been told, that led to the trade request. But I think your statement about wondering if he could have the team without Kyrie, that's another piece of information that people around the league have speculated to me that that could have been the true underpinning of what this trade request was about. It was, I need to be in a situation where I can win and compete for championships while I'm in Brooklyn, and playing with Kyrie Irving doesn't allow me to do that because of his unreliability. So let's figure something out. And thus far, they've already gotten better around the margins. Getting T.J. Warren from the Pacers was a nice addition. They were able to re-sign Patty Mills when it looked like Patty Mills would be leaving town. That Kyrie piece could, you know, be the final flourish to the Sean Marks, reconfiguration of the roster to give Kevin Durant a chance to assess it, look at it, and say, you know what, yep, let's do these final 4 years that I signed with in Brooklyn because I think I can win if I don't have the distractions and I have a little bit more talent around me.
Why do you think LeBron feels like he could keep Kyrie under wraps and walk in the straight and narrow with the Lakers when he couldn't do that with his best buddy, Kevin Durant?
I would say he did it with J.R. Smith, and I think that gives someone like LeBron a bit of, whether you want to call it too much of a self view of grandeur in being able to handle these type of situations or not. That was a pretty large undertaking. He got the best basketball of J.R. Smith's career out of him in big time moments. And I think LeBron also recognizes that the alternative will not give him as much of a chance to win. The year one with Russell Westbrook was an abject disaster. That's not all on Russ, of course, because there were major injuries to both LeBron and Anthony Davis and the rest of the role players. Look at all those guys they signed last summer. There's like eight of them who don't have a job at the NBA this year, 1 year removed from being the guys that the Lakers hand-selected to put around their big three to try to win a championship. They can't even get a sniff of a contract right now. And so it's not just on Russ, of course, but it's clear to me that LeBron sees a better pathway to have a chance to succeed in April till June when it really matters with a guy like Kyrie on his side versus a guy like Russell Westbrook.
I'm amazed that the Lakers were in unison to bring in Russ, as if they didn't see him in the other stops that he had the last couple of years. He's not a shooter, and he's not a triple-double machine that he once was. I'm just curious what they saw as to, you know, as opposed to what reality was. Because, like KD said, hey, we got James Harden. It's like, wow, man, he's not explosive. Yes, watch him play. You can tell he's going to explode because he's getting larger. But I'm just wondering what they saw as opposed to what they got with Russell Westbrook.
Dan, I think the theory was coming off the season in which they played with the short turnaround, coming off the bubble championship, where LeBron missed a bunch of time and AD missed a bunch of time, they figured as stars, if we have a durable guy beside us, the times when if we miss time, which it seems to be an inevitability at some point when you're talking about a 37-year-old in LeBron and a guy with injury history in Anthony Davis and an 82-game grueling schedule to get through, that we would have a guy who his body has been very durable and he stayed in the lineup. Now, that was the correct assumption by them. Russell Westbrook played 78 games last year, and both LeBron and AD missed significant time. Where they didn't see the full picture was Russell Westbrook's game has severely diminished. As his athleticism has left his body, he hasn't made up for it in adjusting his skill set. And quite frankly, you mentioned he's not a good shooter. He's not a good defender either.
Well, he's late. He doesn't commit anymore to it. I mean, I had somebody with the Lakers say that he gave up. He quit playing defense.
Yeah, he would die on screens. They felt like, you know, the one area he was a plus defender was in the post, but you don't see very many teams posting up these days. That's not what the, you know, three spread out the floor type of offense that you see. And so the other areas, you know, against direct drives, against pick and roll coverage, the things that you see often against high level NBA offenses, he was not performing, not even at an average level. Like, he was performing near the bottom of the barrel when it comes to defensive analytics. And so what is he actually providing? You can't maximize LeBron's game with him because LeBron thrives around shooters, which gives him spacing. Well, the defenders could sag off of Russ on the offense when the Lakers are on offense because he can't shoot. And then on the opposite end, teams are exploiting him as a defender.
Yeah.
It's a tough combo to move forward with.
Yeah. You surprised Steph Curry's hosting the ESPYs?
Yeah, I was. And now one thing that maybe the background here that makes it all make sense is that I was told that he's working on a documentary. And, you know, this was a nice little chapter to add to it, right? He already has the most epic championship of his four that he achieved in June. And you can have the whole, as I start to put one foot out with one foot in the basketball world, as I view a life in entertainment or life as being Steph Curry, capital S, capital C, for the rest of my days in Super Bowl commercials and things of the like, this is a smart move. And then the Warriors are going to be going over to Japan in the preseason, and they can have the documentary crew follow, you know, international superstardom of Steph Curry. So I think it kind of fits in that whole arc to do this. And quite frankly, he's very comfortable with a camera on him.
Yeah, I wondered if this is a business relationship that's starting with the mothership. Kobe did this. Peyton did this. Maybe this is something that Steph's going to be doing 4 or 5 years down the road where he's got content for the mothership. Golden State's roster, how different will it look opening night?
Yeah, they quite frankly haven't had a wonderful offseason. They lose a guy like Gary Payton the second, who was really good for them as a defender. Otto Porter goes to Toronto, also had some really big moments in the playoffs. Bielitsa goes overseas. You know, you have Juan Toscano Anderson on the Lakers right now. You know, the Jamichael Green inevitability that Adrian Wojnarowski is reporting he's going to get a buyout from the OKC Thunder and join them. That's a nice piece to add. They got a kid in the draft who was really highly ranked coming into college, suffered some injuries, and so he should be a guy that should help them. And then they are going to rely on guys like James Wiseman, Moses Moody, and the like, those young prospects that they've added the last couple of years to get better. But, they can't say that they had as good an offseason as, say, like the Clippers or the Denver Nuggets. These teams are going to be knocking on the door in the Western Conference trying to catch them at their heels.
Do you want me to get you tickets to the ESPYs?
Oh, gosh. No, Dan, I'm going to stay home and watch some Netflix. But I appreciate the ask.
Because I got lifetime seats at the ESPYs. I mean, I spent 18 years there. They gave me two lifetime seats.
Well, I mean, I couldn't turn down the Dan Patrick seats if that's what's being offered. Then,
well, one, they're not seated together. Just so you know, there's like one in row five, and then there's one all the way up. Really high. So if you have a plus one or you are a plus one, I'm just saying you won't be seated next to Brian Windhorst.
I can't just come with you.
No, I'm not invited to go to the ESPYs. They don't let me in, but they like to leave an empty seat in memory of me.
There you go. Well, I mean, your seat truly can't be filled, so let's just say that.
Oh, well done, Dave. Hey, thanks for joining us, and enjoy the off season.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Dan.
That's Dave McMenamin, ESPN NBA reporter. There's so much going on with the NBA. And, I thought that sometimes these athletes don't understand their mortality until it hits them right in the face, where you go, I'm going to keep playing. I feel good. I feel young. Then all of a sudden, KD is watching the NBA Finals, and Steph is putting on an absolute show. He's probably going, I'll be damned. He got another one. He got two without me. Now what do I do? Where can I go? I'll go to Phoenix. We can beat him. No, they're not going to let me go to Phoenix. I'll go to Miami. No, they're not going to let me go to Miami either. I'll go to the Wizards? Maybe. Maybe I'll stay here in Brooklyn. Yeah, Paul.
The only thing that does make sense, what you guys were talking about, if Kevin Durant faux asked for a trade, didn't really ask for a trade, it's more like a message, like, it's weird.
But what do you hope to get out of that?
That's why I don't understand. Because the first stories that were reported that he wanted to stay with Kyrie Irving, his buddy, all that stuff. But then you see mixed reports that say that the trade request was because he doesn't want to play with Kyrie Irving.
Well, see, at first I thought this is a leverage play that he's trying to get a long-term contract for Kyrie. And if that's still the case, then okay, I understand that. You're going to die on that hill with Kyrie. But Kyrie is, getting a one-year deal, and Kevin Durant's probably saying, do I want to play with it's hard enough to play with Kyrie. Now I got a lame duck Kyrie? Yeah, Seton.
It's weird, though, that, it's almost like the attitude towards it is, Kevin Durant can't make up his mind what he really wants to do.
Yeah.
Whereas maybe just some of the reports were wrong. That doesn't ever seem to really be a consideration where it's like, well, what happened? I thought he wanted to stay with his buddy Kyrie. Now he wants to trade.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe somebody was wrong.
All he has to do is deny it.
You can't.
Why?
Because you can't. It's the reason Bill Belichick never comments on anything. If you start denying, if something is wrong and you start refuting it publicly, then everything you don't refute publicly is true.
Yeah, but KD comments on everything socially. Bill Belichick doesn't have social media.
Yeah, but you can't start commenting on people's reports.
KD talked about new media, and you guys, he's been critical of the media.
Yeah, all right. It's all out in the meta, whatever, metasphere.
Yeah, go ahead, KD. Yeah. Come on down. Teach us how to be a journalist here.
Come on down.
Yeah, here we go. Come on down where we are. The depths of degradation. All right, last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This day in sports history, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, all of that forthcoming. Make sure you go to the DP Show store. We got the mom's t-shirts there, the Chet t-shirts there in the shop, danpatrick.com. A new Enfuego t-shirt and hoodie available. Penny's Bang Biscuits, a whole lot more available at danpatrick.com. This day in sports history, Paulie, what do you have?
Got a few. Let's see. 1859, Brooklyn and New York played baseball at Fashion Park Racecourse in Long Island. The game marked the first time admission was charged to see a professional baseball game. Cost 50 cents to get in, and the players on the field did not receive a salary. Okay. 1947, the NFL ruled that no professional team could sign a player who had college eligibility remaining. And in 2003, we had this guy on the next day. Ben Curtis, an unknown PGA Tour rookie, in his first major championship, won the British Open.
Yeah. The Open Championship. It was on this day, 1976, one of my idols, Hank Aaron, hit his 755th and final home run of his career. Also, 2021 on this date, Bucks beat the Suns, Game 6, to win the first title for that city in 50 years. Guys going to watch the ESPYs tonight with Steph Curry? Yeah? I'd like to see the opening monologue. They have some skits there, probably. Be curious who's in attendance there. Yeah, Paul?
A bunch of years ago, remember Jamie Foxx, the tennis ball with Serena Williams?
Oh,
that's
my
good.
God.
That was good comedy. That's good TV.
Let me be your tennis ball. Tennis ball.
Smack me up.
So good.
Smack me up against
do
the wall.
Do it slow or do it fast. Can I get inside your back?
He was a lot of fun to be around. And I didn't know him, but being around him at the ESPYs, because when you're there, if it's Norm MacDonald, Will Ferrell, Bill Murray, Dennis Mill, I mean, there were so many people that were involved with the ESPYs. And then you'd always have the Hollywood types that would come in. And the ESPYs now are different because now it's a big deal, and now you get almost that cooperation with everybody, whereas before when we started out with the ESPYs, it was really difficult to get people to go to the ESPYs. And I remember one person had – you had to buy suits for his entire entourage. I remember, you know, because I'm on the inside there at the mothership, and all of a sudden you're going, wait, what happened? Yeah, well, we had to buy somebody suits. Of course you did. How about you buy me one so I, you know, or I'm not going to go. Yeah, Paulie.
There was a year that I went with you, and the producers were dealing with a situation. A very, very famous athlete was on the red carpet, did the interviews, wasn't going to stay for the ceremony unless this athlete found out that they won their category.
That's true.
So they were dealing. The ESPYs are about to start, and this athlete's getting ready to sit down, but his people said he's not staying unless he knows he won the category.
He wins an ESPY.
And they had to tell him, yep, you're going to win it.
Well, he did win it after that.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't, but yeah, you got one. We would joke, if you showed up, you got an ESPY. Whoever it was, whatever athlete, just show up, you get an ESPY. Jenny Finch, and here it is. You win an ESPY, and you win an ESPY. Yeah, Marv.
I think Steph does a skit with Drake.
Ooh.
I don't know why. I'm just thinking Drake's going to be in it.
Okay. Hopefully not basketball-related, because Drake...
Hell no.
Drake can't play.
He can heckle, but he can't play.
Yeah. All right.
He's the guy clapping in the front row.
Yeah, and you can't guard me.
Like, no, you can't guard me.
Well, didn't he win a championship? Didn't he, like, a 3-on-3 championship or something? But he said he played great defense or something, which means you can't play good offense. So, hey, how about my defense?
He's a lunch pail guy.
Do you think he's gritty and gutty? Do you think
he first one in, last one out? I think so.
Didn't Drake do Midnight Madness with Kentucky? And I went, oh, no. It'd be like me getting on stage and starting to sing in front of 20,000 people. Like, he has to have a little bit of, let me read the room here. I shouldn't be in the layup line. That's it. I mean, obviously you want Drake there, but if you're Drake, do you go, this probably isn't going to, this might not help my image. Yeah, Marv.
He wasn't thinking that. And especially when you're at that point, you're just living out your dreams. Like, you know what? I'm on the court. I got the warm-ups on, the Kentucky blue.
Okay.
I would have done the same thing.
Even if you were embarrassing yourself?
Oh, I wouldn't have been taking no shots. I'd have been just in the layup line, just taking layups at the rim.
Yeah. I'd be slapping the backboard after you lay it in off the glass and you slap it up. Yeah.
I get up.
Yep. All right. You hear that? Who's the music? Is there a musical group with the ESPYs? Did we used to have a musical group for some reason? I thought we did. Like a music interlude? Maybe I'm... Well, I always go back to when Bill Murray was hosting the ESPYs, and we're backstage the day before, and it's Chris Myers and myself. Bill Murray had requested that Chris Myers and me be backstage with the writers. Like, we were going to help Bill Murray. All I know is somebody pulled out a joint, and so the joint went, my boss, John Walsh, is next to me. Now, he's an albino, so John's not going to see things, but he's going to be able to smell it. And John was a wonderful person. So the joint goes to John, my boss. So my boss hands me a joint, and we're going around a circle, and I'm thinking, what do I do here? Because I don't think he's going to know if I am. But I got Bill Murray and his brother, and he's got his writing partners there. So I had to pass the duchy. And I was like, oh, man, what do I do here?
It'd be cool if he took a hit of it, though, and he's like, far out, man.
Yeah.
They just gave you like the nod.
Or my boss goes, hey, how about you shotgun that thing, man? why don't you hotbox me here? Oh, God. It'll be in the book that I don't write. Todd, what'd you learn today?
I learned that we cannot wait for the Manti Te'o Netflix documentary in the coming weeks.
Seton O'Connor.
Dave McMenamin. We'll get there someday, but yeah. not quite yet.
Yeah, he'll make it. Marv?
If we win the lottery, me and you are still doing the show.
Yep. Paulie.
Weed makes the ESPYs better.
What we learned brought to you by M-Drive. M-Drive Boost and Burn.
It's the motto.
Burn fat, boost energy, support healthy testosterone with clinically tested ingredients. Just for my listeners, get your first 2 weeks of M-Drive Boost and Burn. Only $5. Sign up at mdrivedan.com. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support. We're going to do it again till we get it right. One more item as we close out the show. Big day yesterday in the house. The 360 smart bed, the new CSE smart bed queen arrived. Everybody gathered around and touched it, oohed and awed, looked at it, took pictures. Hey, no, you can get on the bed. No, you get on. Hey, my turn. Well, I don't know if that's how you're going to react, but my family knows you're getting quality sleep. But did you know? Sleep IQ data says that sleepers who use that 360 smart bed technology get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. Add it all up, that's 170 hours per year. Summer's in full swing. Got to take care of yourself. Every great day starts the night before with a great night's sleep. That's why you choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number. Right now, save 40% on the new Sleep Number 360 CSE Smart Bed Queen. Now only $14.99. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.